the priesthood of Shiloh. In the everlasting covenant made with David, the Son promised him who is to sit upon his throne and to wear his crown for ever is also set forth as a sacrificial victim. As it is written, "In suffering for iniquity I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes due to the children of Adam." So the passage is rendered by Adam Clarke. It is in strict accordance with the truth in the case, and in agreement with the testimony which says, "He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." But being a sacrifice for sin, who should be the priest in the case, and enter into the Most Holy with his blood to make an atonement or reconciliation for his people? Where there is a sacrifice, there is also, of necessity, a priest. There are priests under the law of Moses who went into the Most Holy with the blood of the slain beasts and sprinkled it upon the lid of the ark called the propitiatory or mercy seat, upon which the cherubic faces looked. But the blood of David's Son was not to be sprinkled there. It was not to be carried into the Most Holy made with hands, either by himself or by the high priest of the law. And wherever its memorial was presented, it could only be exhibited by a high priest. The Son of David could not officiate as a priest on earth, so long as the covenant from Sinai continued the law of the land, because it permitted only the tribe of Levi to minister in holy things. He belonged to the tribe of Judah, of which Moses said nothing concerning priesthood. He could not enter into the temple after his resurrection and present himself before the Lord in its most holy place. Neither could the Levitical high priest enter into heaven with the memorial of Shiloh's death. What then was to be done? David's Son must appear in heaven, in his own person, as the high priest of a new law, offer himself before God. But the covenant made with David, while it speaks of his Son as a sacrifice, and by implication of his resurrection and future occupation of his throne for ever, says nothing about him as high priest of his kingdom. Hence, in order that he might enter his divine Father's presence as a high priest, and hereafter sit as a priest upon the throne of David's kingdom, the word of the oath was given for the purpose. This was necessary, for no man taketh this honour upon himself, but he that is called of God, as Aaron was. David's Son was called to the high priesthood of the kingdom as distinctly as Aaron was to the same honour under the Mosaic law. He glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, "Thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee," saith also in another place, "Thou art a priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek." Here then are two orders of priesthood, the order of Melchizedek and the order of Aaron. Melchizedek's was contemporary with Abraham. Aaron's was not instituted until 430 years after the confirmation of the covenant. Of Melchizedek the apostle could have said much more than he did say, but he has said enough to give us an idea of his order of priesthood. In this he was without predecessor or successor, without sacerdotal genealogy, and without beginning of official days or end of life, but assimilated to the Son of God, abideth a priest continually, of whom it is also testified that he liveth. The Aaronic priesthood was the reverse of all this. Its priests were descended from Aaron. Their mothers were of the tribe of Levi, but their fathers in office before them, upon which they entered at 30 years and vacated it at 50. But the priesthood of Shiloh is not like this. His pedigree is royal and not sacerdotal. He had no predecessor, nor will he ever vacate the office that another may take his place. It is probable that Shem was the personage to whom Abraham paid tithes on his return from the slaughter of the kings. Abraham died 35 years before Shem reached his 502nd year, after the flood. At this date Isaac was 110 and Jacob 50, so that they were contemporary with Shem for these periods of their lives. There is no account of Shem's death in the scripture. On the contrary, it is testified, as we have seen, that the person called Melchizedek still lives. Now Melchizedek is a word expressive of the character of the person who bore it. It signifies King of Righteousness, or Righteous King. He was the greatest king in Canaan and reigned in Salem, which signifies peace, and is afterwards called Jerusalem. So that this righteous king was king of peace. Shem, King of Righteousness and King of Peace and Priest of the Most High God, is the type, contemporary with the holder of the promises, of the seed or Christ on the throne of the kingdom of God. The word of the oath, saying, I have sworn and will not repent, thou art a priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek, having changed the priesthood of the kingdom, there is made of necessity also a change of law of the state. No revolution was more complete and radical than that necessitated by the substitution of the Melchizedek for the Aaronic priesthood of the Commonwealth of Israel. Under the Mosaic code, the regal and pontifical offices were divided and held by two distinct orders of men. The regal was hereditary in the family of David, and the pontifical was hereditary in the family of Aaron. But when the new code shall be promulgated, that, namely, which is to go forth from Zion, when Christ shall give peace to the world and judge among the nations, the kingly and priestly offices will be united, and their functions exercised by one person, even Jesus, who is King of Righteousness and King of Peace, the priest of the Most High God, as Melchizedek was. Jesus, the High Priest, will inherit the throne of David by virtue of the covenant made with him. If there had been no other oaths than that with Abraham and this with David, David's son could not have been a priest upon his throne. But the word of the oath coming in, the throne and pontificate of the kingdom become the right of Christ, the Lord.